Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's the Shipping Bulletin, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 12th of April. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. New low expected southeast Iceland, 982, by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 4 to 6. Rain at first, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Forties Cromarty, fourth tyne Dogger. South or southeast, veering west later, 3 to 5. Rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast, 4 or 5. Occasionally 6 later in Fisher. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover. East or southeast, veering west or southwest later, 3 to 5. Rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. White, Portland, Plymouth. East or southeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. Cyclonic, becoming west or northwest, 3 to 5. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5. Rain or showers, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon. Southwest, veering northwest for a time, 4 to 6. Rain then showers, moderate or good. Rockall, cyclonic becoming west 4 to 6, rain then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin Hebrides, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming south then veering west later 4 to 6, rain or showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Bailey, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic then west later 4 to 6, rain, wintry showers later, good, occasionally poor. Faroe Faroes. Cyclonic becoming southeast, then veering south or southwest later, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And southeast Iceland. Southwesterly, 3 or 4, backing easterly, 4 to 6. Then becoming cyclonic, 6 to gale 8 later. Perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast by south 3. Recent fog, 9 miles, 1009 falling. Stornoway, southwest by south 1, 16 miles, 1008 falling. Lerwick, south by east 2, mist 2 miles, 1010 falling. Lucas, west by north 1, 19 miles, 1011 falling. Bridlington, southeast 1, 1013 falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 3, 1000 metres, 1013. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1012. Jersey, east by north 4, 14 miles, 1009 falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east 4, 2 miles, 1010. Scilly Automatic, east by north 3, 9 miles, 1009 falling. Valentia, northeast 1, 5 miles, 1010 falling. Ronald's Way, north northeast 2, 13 miles, 1011 falling. And Malin Head, southeast by south 2, 19 miles, 1008 falling quickly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure over the United Kingdom will gradually dissipate through the day, which will allow Atlantic frontal systems to push in from the west. These will bring spells of rain and showers to the western half of the United Kingdom during daylight hours before spreading elsewhere overnight on into Sunday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly, but variable at times in the Murray Firth, 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times near Rattray Head and Cape Wrath, then veering west 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair, occasional rain and showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, becoming south, then veering west later 3 to 5, rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southeast, veering west later 3 to 5, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate later. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southeast, veering west later 3 or 4, increasing 5 for a time. Rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southeasterly, veering westerly or southwesterly later 3 to 5. Rain or showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Northumberland to Selsey-Bill, east or southeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. From Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, east 3 to 4, veering west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming west or northwest 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming northwest 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers for a time, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor at first. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast, veering west or southwest later, 2 to 4, then veering northwest 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. The Isle of Man, south or southeast 2 to 4, veering west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Loch Fall to Carlingford Loch, variable, mainly south or southeast 2 to 4, becoming west 4 or 5 later. Fair, then rain or showers. Moderate or good. From the Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel, variable, mainly southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in the North Channel, then veering westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. From the Mull of Kintyre to the Ardmurchan Point, south or southeast 3 to 5, but becoming variable 3 or less at times in shelter, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. From Ardmurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 2 to 4 at first in the north, otherwise southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Fair, then rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles, southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time in the northeast. Drizzle and fog patches at first, becoming fair, then rain or showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by the Sister Geraldine Smith.
Good morning. Some of you may be relishing a spring break. If visiting Cyprus, today you may be invited by local Christians to join in celebrating their patron, Saint Lazarus. His feast is wedged between the end of Great Lent and Palm Sunday initiating Holy Week. The feast links the gospel narratives of the mourning for Lazarus and Jesus raising him from death and that of Jesus' own passion and resurrection. Eastern Orthodox and Catholics believe that Lazarus settled in Cyprus after fleeing persecution sparked by the preaching of Christ's resurrection and was installed as bishop by St. Paul and Barnabas. And so, on this Lazarus Sunday, let there be joy in the Spirit as the faith is preached and food is shared, including the tiny cakes baked in the form of Lazarus 3 days dead, bound in grave cloths as Jesus raises him to life. All in reminder, on the eve of Palm Sunday and coming days of mourning, that sin and death are swallowed up and all who are bound called forth like Lazarus out of darkness into freedom and light. Even in face of ongoing human suffering and the wounds of loss, hope in God's new creation is not quenched. So we send blessings today to those Eastern Christians who celebrate their treasured memories in all their human interactions of friendship and love, sorrow and expectation of hospitality extended to strangers who come knocking. On this unique feast we pray for the healing of our divisions and a growth in communion between the churches of East and West as we prepare to keep Easter Sunday together on the same calendar day. Amen.
Prayer for the Day was presented by Sister Geraldine Smith. Now on Radio 4, this year's Lent Talks offer personal insights of faith on key lines from the Nicene Creed, the core statement of Christian belief, which marks its 1700th anniversary. In this episode, the Burnley Vicar Father Alex Frost reflects on the line, "We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church."
I don't know your preferred style of learning or what attracts you to study or educate yourself in a particular subject. I wonder if learning comes easily to you or if, like me, you have to really work at it before it sinks in. I have one of those brains that finds it difficult to be given a random topic